Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, the podcast where we share news, information, tips, tricks, and resources about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast in your favorite podcast application, and you can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page. Miserable dyscalculia. Dr. Butter's word on dyscalculia. Too much math, eye test, and learning disabilities, and a dyscalculia simulation. This is a podcast for week 6 in 2024. And welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services. She's going to help us review the links of this week from dyscalculiaheadlines.com. Welcome Dr. Schroeder.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Glad you're here because we have interesting links as usual. And want to go over the first one with you. Now, okay, it seems to talk about Les Misérables. What is that?
Yeah. This is a post on YouTube, a short, as they call it, by a girl with the handle Bee Warden.
Okay.
She has a subtitle in her profile, I'm Weird, Deal With It.
Okay, that's intense.
Yes, so it's funny, and it portrays a short scene from Les Misérables, where Javed apparently has dyscalculia. And he has a problem with the large number he has as a detainee.
Oh, okay.
And he also gets confused between right and left. So that's a common combination. So well done and a good awareness for young audience. And we wish Bee all the best.
Yeah.
And hope she'll keep up the good work and bring more awareness. You can actually see it on YouTube, or you can just go to our website, dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and click on the link.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Well, funny. Yeah, we need that. Funny awareness. The next link is an interview with Dr. Buttersworth. What can we learn here?
Yes, wonderful. Wonderful to hear our senior expert on dyscalculia. He is interviewed by someone from the Dyslexia Show channel. And he explains dyscalculia and how he got into it. And he talks very appreciative about the legislation in the US, where we at least have dyscalculia in our legislation now, in several states already. So he mentions the lack of common definition and gives credit to Scotland, where they are on their way to produce a framework for it. And he also talks about Dorian Yeo and the Emerson House, which is where people with dyscalculia can get helped. Now, the things that were developed in Emerson House are now also available and tested digitally, and we also use some of those in our practice. They promote his upcoming appearance on the Dyscalculia Show, which will come in March. So yes, a great interview to listen to. It's on YouTube, but you can also find it, obviously, on our website. Just go to dyscalculiaheadlines.com.
Yeah, and that Dyscalculia Show, that's actually in the UK.
It's in the UK, yes.
So if you're anywhere near there, my dear listeners, then you could go there. I think it's Birmingham, I'm not sure. The next link is asking the question about too much math. How about that?
Yeah, this is an article from the Washington Post. Not news, actually, but an opinion article from Travis Meyer. And he is the opinions editor of the Washington Post and does not have anything to do with math at all himself.
Okay.
But his point is well taken, though. There's the science of math movement. And this emerging movement advocates for teaching practices based on research in cognitive science and developmental psychology. So that's absolutely up our alley.
Yeah.
It emphasizes conceptual understanding over rote memorization.
That's a good thing.
Yes. But it doesn't suggest reducing the amount of math taught.
Oh, dear.
So, yes, you hear opinions like the one from Travis Meyer more often, but it is not very widespread. Usually, it revolves around removing certain topics from the curriculum, like trigonometry or advanced calculus.
Right, yeah.
Due to perceived low real-world application. However, these are limited discussions, although it may help the students who struggle with math and certainly the ones with dyscalculia. In the short run, I actually don't see less math being offered. So we continue to work on improving and advocating for more choice of high school courses like financial literacy or statistics of the trodden path of the trig and advanced calculus.
Right. Well, the next link talks about an eye test for learning disability. Is that how you can diagnose a learning disability?
Well, that's not exactly what they say here. This is brand new research from Australia.
Okay.
And children referred for assessment of learning difficulties are recommended a vision test because visual impairments can affect learning.
Right.
Now, it's vital that the visual problems are either identified or excluded in these children to make sure the intervention takes aim at the right issues and areas.
Right.
Now, the La Trobe University and Eye Clinic did a study and found out that not all eye tests are carried out according to the right protocol.
Oh.
For example, some practitioners did not use eye drops, which means that the determination of a child's refractive error might not have been made. And this type of error is actually pretty common. And when this is left without treatment, it can give a blurred vision, which is hindering the student during learning.
Right.
So it may have therefore impacted the decision regarding a recommendation of what to do for glasses or not.
The glasses or not. Right.
So yes, a topic that's not often highlighted, and I was not aware that there was a lack of standardized methods.
Right.
So
good. In Australia, of course. In the US, it's all standardized and perfect. Yes.
So good of the La Trobe University to come out with this research and with the good recommendations.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Now that brings us already to the last link for this week. It has two videos about dyscalculia simulation. What can we learn there?
Yeah, these are two videos made by Kellyanne's advocacy. And according to the profile, she's working to make videos to help with the advocacy of learning differences and understanding challenges that many students and adults face. So that's very good. It's a great initiative. And it will give good awareness to people about the challenges. Now, obviously, there are many more challenges with dyscalculia, but this is a nice start to show people who do not have dyscalculia how it feels, what it could be, and if you have dyscalculia. Now, I have tried it myself, but I'm not sure if it is my very fast computer or that her timing is a bit off.
Oh, okay.
But the purpose of the videos is clear.
That's what counts.
Yes. And I'm happy that we draw some attention to it.
Okay.
I really feel that simulations like this are important to raise awareness. And actually, when we do a workshop, we always start with getting the audience in the right mind frame by doing a subtle dyscalculia interactive experience.
Oh, okay.
It's always received with great enthusiasm, and it opens people's eyes to the reality of living with such a learning disability.
Right. Well, sounds good. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Schroeder, for your insights this week. Hope to see you again next week. Dr. Schroeder, the founder of DyscalculiaServices.com. Now, if you want to hear more from her, she actually is on the web every workday night at 7:30, and you can sign up for her webinars at webinars.dyscalculiatrainingcenter.com.
Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from dyscalculiaheadlines.com. You can find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at dyscalculiahead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments, and contributions to communications@dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.